When the pizza's done, Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Zach Ferguson. It's 11 degrees at 9 o'clock here in Calgary. Tazza is where Calgary and the foothills meet, and it's where thousands will soon live. The sprawling new development in Calgary Southwest will blend the natural environment into the community, according to Satsina Traditions. President of the Tazza Development Corporation, James Robertson, says he has been very impressed in this whole process.
The leadership, the entrepreneurship they've shown, you know, they do this to be in business, but also to be part of the larger community that we all live in.
The construction of the Southwest Calgary Ring Road was the catalyst of this housing development, followed by a vote in 2014. King Charles and Queen Camilla will soon be in Canada for a two-day royal visit that's already being called historic. The King is set to open Parliament on Tuesday morning.
A speech from the throne is intended to signal the government's plans for a new legislative session. This throne speech on Tuesday is meant to send a strong signal beyond our borders because King Charles will be reading the speech as our head of state. Historian and royal commentator Carolyn Harris says it's a showcase of Canada's constitutional monarchy in action and a direct response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to make Canada the 51st state. The King and Queen are expected to draw large crowds to downtown Ottawa. Robert Finch, the chairman of the Monarchist League of Canada, says all of this is driving a revival of interest in the monarchy. Sarah Ritchie, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Liberal caucus meets today in Ottawa to consider a process for removing an unpopular party leader. It's a meeting that follows Liberal MPs' rollercoaster experience with former leader Justin Trudeau, who rejected calls from caucus to step down weeks before finally announcing his resignation. The caucus is expected to vote whether to adopt the Reform Act for the first time, the same method used by the Conservatives to oust Erin O'Toole from the leadership after the Tories lost the 2021 election. A myriad of challenges have been plaguing Canadians and their personal finances, from the high cost of living to the global trade war. It likely has some people asking how they can better safeguard or even recession-proof their finances. Reebok Wealth President Elk Rubok says that recession-proofing is all about preparation.
So recession-proofing isn't really about panic or prediction. It's about preparation. And it's not timing a market, but really structuring your life.
This process starts with having a brutally honest conversation with a cash flow review. In sports, Stampeders quarterback Philip Walker Jr. threw for 138 yards and one touchdown as the team outplayed the visiting Edmonton Elks 31-4 in last night's preseason matchup. Stamps head coach Dave Dickinson says there are still lots of things to work on.
We threw a couple picks, didn't get the picks on our end. So I really think turnovers are going to be the way that this team either wins or loses. So nice win. The guys played hard. They're enjoying playing together. They really are. They really are having fun out there.
The Stamps are done their preseason play and will kick things off on June 7th against the visiting Hamilton Tiger Cats. Elsewhere in sports, the Edmonton Oilers will be looking to grab a 2-1 lead in their NHL Western Conference Final Series today when they host the Dallas Stars in a rare afternoon game at Rogers Place. The Oilers split the first two games in Texas, losing Wednesday's Game 1 6-3 and bouncing back with a 3-0 win in Game 2 on Friday. And in baseball, the visiting Toronto Blue Jays will be trying to avoid a series sweep when they face the Tampa Bay Rays in the third game of their weekend series. Global News Sky Tracker weather. We have a sunny day ahead of us in Calgary as we're getting up to a high of 26 degrees. The clear skies will last throughout today and into tonight, falling down to an overnight low of 12. Tomorrow, we can have some clear skies at first, but then a mix of sun and clouds with a 30% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms in the afternoon, getting up to a high of 26. Tuesday, we're going to get some more sun and a high of 26. Wednesday will look very similar with a high of 27. It is 11 degrees right now in Calgary. Breaking news when it happens. Our next scheduled newscast will be at 9:30. I'm Zach Ferguson.
Are you running your air conditioner constantly in the summer to keep your home cool and comfortable? Then right now is the best time for window replacement. Steve here from Green Fox Windows. Most people only think about replacing their windows to keep their home warm during the winter. But did you know new windows from Green Fox are just as effective as keeping your home cool and your energy bills low in the summer? Special glass coating blocks harmful UV rays from entering your home. fusion welded frames ensure no gaps for air penetration, and argon gas between the window panes provides maximum insulation year round. Green Fox Windows, the perfect energy solution for Canadian winters, summers, and everywhere in between. For a free quote, call 1-800-232-9454 or visit greenfoxwindows.ca. That's greenfoxwindows.ca.
Quality craftsmanship, Canadian made. Green Fox Windows.
Let's talk gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Earl Coombs and Terry Kemper is going to be joining me for one of the 3 hours for today. We are on 3 hours, but Terry's going to be needed out in the tree lot and perennial section. So he'll be out there answering all your questions and doing whatever he can live and in person. And we're going to be here answering your calls for 3 hours. We're going to go right till noon for the next couple of months. We're going to try it out during the busy gardening season here in Calgary. So it gives you a little bit more time to call in. Call in earlier, usually a little less busy. Can get you through no problem. And this is the May 24th weekend. It's not the long weekend, but it is the May 24th weekend. And there's no chance of frost. It's beautiful. It's not snowing. It's not raining. And I think those campers, I just think it's jinxed in here in Alberta. As soon as you put a long weekend and then that's a signal to the rain gods to open up the showers and said, hey, all those dirty campers need a shower. So we're going to rain on their parade. So anyways. But we're into gardening season now. It is going to be a good season. There's going to be huge fruit production. I haven't seen this many blooms on trees for a long time. So I think you're going to see a bumper crop in a lot of your apples, your pears, and the cherry trees. They're holding off, I think, perfectly. Like a lot of them are just starting to bloom too right now. So I think you're going to see a really good crop of cherries as well. So looking forward to that. And just beautiful. Double flowering plum is come and gone in some spots. Depends if you're in a microclimate or heated up. But we had a million people in asking, do you have any more of those beautiful pink shrubs? And we will have a bunch more this coming week. We sold out, but we have a truck coming in this week from our nursery, and we're going to be stocked up on a lot of that stuff that is going quick. And, it's been great. And I believe we have a couple callers. And if you'd like to join us, 403-974-8255. And what's the first name I got on the board there, Renee? All right, let's go to Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I heard last week a comment about cutting down a Cotonia aster hedge, and I was wondering if you could review that this morning.
Absolutely. A lot of the Cotonia aster hedges have been sort of inundated with a scale, and it just eats away at them. So if you look through, you'll see if your hedge looks pretty blotchy, lots of dead parts in it. So it's one of the best things to do is a rejuvenation. So you take it right down to the ground, down to like 3 or 4 inches, nice clean cut. Make sure if you have a chainsaw or whatever, you're using sharp pruners. So you make nice clean cuts. Do a really good cleanup, remove all the debris. And then at that point, I like to put a bark mulch around it. It helps hold the moisture in. Lay a soaker hose over top. Let the water go in there for 5-6 hours. Just it's that slow trickle, so you're not wasting water. It goes right into the roots, and then give it a shot of fertilizer, like a 20-20-20 or Rage, and it will just get going like crazy. So you're not wait. The energy of the tree isn't wasted going into all that dead branches. it goes into all nice new, brand new growth. So that's sort of one of your best. A lot of your shrubs you can do that with, like nine bark spireas, elders. There's lots that will benefit from rejuvenation.
And it doesn't matter if the hedge is, this hedge is probably 35 years old, I would say.
Yeah, that's even better because there's so much root system down there that right now it's shooting up and it's trying to rejuvenate any of that old dead wood instead of using that energy just to create nice new growth. So absolutely, no, those are the best ones where you see the best results because there's a lot of root system down there. And it's just waiting to push all that new energy up into a new growth. So if you take it right down to the ground, it'll send up lots of new growth. And probably the first year you'll see foot to 18 inches. And by next year, you'll be back up to 2 or 3 feet high without trying too hard.
You mentioned pure green spray.
Yeah. And that's because it's the oyster scale. And it starts out as a fly. Once the scale's on there, you spraying it doesn't do a lot because the fly lands on there and almost creates a scale over itself. And then it opens up and then it goes into the branch of the tree and then it starts sucking all the juices out of it. So that's the end of June, first couple of weeks in June here is when kind of the hatch happens. They call it sort of like fly fishing. There's a hatch of these, of the oyster scale fly. And then we have to try and hit it at that time. And I'm in communication with our arborist at all time. So just, he's going to let me know when that hatch is kind of when they start seeing them. From what I understand, they're seeing a lot less. The gentleman who does all of our spraying and that, he's always on the lookout for it. And he was saying he's seeing a lot less of the scale this year on new stuff, so which is great. So hopefully that is a sign that the hard work that we've been doing is cleaning up the old ones, getting rid of it. Hopefully we can keep them at bay for a bit.
So likely wouldn't have to spray it if we're cutting it, all the old.
No, it doesn't hurt that if you'd want to spray it. Like once you get a bunch of new growth, because it's going to be soft and supple, and that's just perfect things that even aphids or other pests want to get in there on. If you want to give it a spray when it's about a foot high, sort of like that, give it a shot of Pure Spray Green. It also works as a fungicide, and it'll just help keep it clean. That doesn't hurt, and it. Pure Spray Green is a pharmaceutical grade mineral oil, so it's there's still obviously some data, but it's very safe, and it's actually produced by a Canadian company, Suncor, right here in Alberta.
Right, and it doesn't affect birds or anything like that.
No. If you had a bird in front of you, you totally sprayed it and soaked it with it, it'd be covered in oil. But yeah, no, okay. You're totally fine.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Susan. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, getting tons of texts in already and phone calls, 403-974-8255. I'm going to take a break, and Terry should be joining me, hopefully. And you're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $96 weekly for 60 months at 6.59% with $3,899 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
Calgary Health Foundation Home Lottery Mountain Edition. It's more than just a ticket. This is your ticket to Alberta's Mountain Playground, featuring the $2.7 million grand prize Canmore Villa in Spring Creek. Imagine weekend escapes or full-time life in your own luxury Rocky Mountain Villa located in the heart of Canmore. Your very own picture-perfect escape plus $50,000. Vacation, move in, rent, or sell it. You'll have the freedom to choose. CalgaryMountainHomeLottery.com.
Get an exciting new look support local manufacturing, and get our best price of the year. It's a great time to visit Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Save 30% on furniture that's upholstered right here in Calgary. Find a style you love and then personalize it with fabric that complements your living space perfectly. And you can do it at Birchwood's best price of the year. Support local and save 30% for a limited time at Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Visit birchwoodfurniture.ca.
Hey Calgary, for 51 years, Calgary Paving has been providing asphalt paving services to this great city. From parking lots to acreages to roadwork, we deliver smooth, durable asphalt and concrete services for residential and commercial projects of all sizes. Calgary Paving is one of the largest and longest serving paving companies in Alberta. And across southern Alberta, Calgary Paving delivers top quality service and unbeatable craftsmanship to every job. Big or small, get a free quote today. Visit calgarypaving.com.
A spectacular showcase of Calgary's multiculturalism returns. Get your tickets now for Global Fest 2025. This August, join in on the celebration and enjoy an unforgettable experience filled with vibrant cultures, delicious flavors from around the world, live performances, spectacular fireworks, and more. Make sure to check out the new pavilions, new food trucks, and new games. Global Fest is proud to welcome Malaysia, our newest Pyromusical Fireworks International guest team. Tickets are now available. For more information and to buy your tickets, visit globalfest.ca.
Summer is green thumb season, but what do you do when your soil smells funny? What if your tomatoes aren't ripening and your lawn isn't so green? QR Calgary has all the answers for you with special three-hour summer episodes of Let's Talk Gardening every Sunday at 9 a.m. Spruce It Up Garden Center President Merle Coombs answers all your questions and gives you the tips and tricks you need for a beautiful garden and yard. Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary 770, brought to you by Spruce It Up Garden Center.
Let's Talk Gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening, and Let's Talk Gardening is brought to you by Spruce It Up Calgary's year-round full-service garden center. Spruce it up, green it up, prune it up. We got you covered, and I got Terry here. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Merle.
Beautiful day out there today and yesterday as well.
Yeah. So, yesterday was fantastic.
Yeah, what were you seeing out there? What were people looking for?
Lots of people shopping for trees.
I heard a lot of privacy yesterday.
Yeah. Can't seem to keep trees in stock this year, which is a good thing. anything narrow to hide the neighbors is always popular.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We love our neighbors, but... Not when I'm sitting in, always in my backyard. And
yeah, you just don't want to see what they're having for breakfast, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Lots of perennials, too. It's amazing. You've created a beautiful display of perennials this year. They're looking fabulous and lots of great varieties. So if you have drought-tolerant, everything, ground covers, you got them covered out there, I think.
Yeah, I think there's not too many gaps there. We expanded our space on that, so give me the space and I'll fill it. So
absolutely no, and I got to give a shout out to Connor. He's in the annuals house. He's a young guy to start out with this year. But he's taken on the annual house, and we call it Connor's Petunia Extravaganza. Petunia and Hanger Extravaganza. So he'll even say that if you go out there and say, what's this house called? It's Connor's Petunia and Hanger Extravaganza. He's done such a good job. And I love that when you get the new staff members, new teammates join us. And you can just tell, they just take it on, right? And they learn about the plants. And because as soon as you throw on a shirt at any of the garden centers, they're going to be expected to know everything almost, right? You're a horticulturist. Almost. You slip on, it's sort of like putting on the Superman cape, right?
That's right.
All of a sudden, you're expected to know everything almost, right? You're a horticulturist. Almost. You slip on, it's sort of like putting on the Superman cape, right?
That's right.
All of a sudden, you put that And they learn a lot in a very short period of time.
Sure do.
So kudos to our team out there. The tills, the courtesy guys carrying out to the cars, all that stuff. It went pretty smooth yesterday, so that was great to see. So looking forward to seeing what today's going to bring us. Should be a beautiful day out there. And we're going to go to the phone line real quick here. We're going to go to Brenda. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. I have a columbine that's up. Oh, it's up about a foot and a half. It looks really great, but there's no flowers on it.
Well, and that's typical. I'll let Terry finish up. But, Terry, they always come up with all the leaves, then they get going, but then they set bud, and the blooms will follow probably in a week or two.
Okay, because the other one that's right beside it is just loaded with flowers.
Yeah, and they're plants, so sometimes they go a little different. One might get a little bit more sun, maybe not, but they're individuals as well, right? So one will give a little bit earlier bloom, and one, like, they're not just set that boom, 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 and you'll see that. And I got that with my gladiators. I planted four, and Terry and I were talking about a privacy thing. I planted four in my backyard along the fence. One went into full bloom. One is just starting. And the other two are even way behind it. So, and they're all right beside each other. So it's, they're living things, and they're going to come in and bloom a little bit different times. So,
okay, but I wouldn't worry about that. Fertilizer I should be putting on them now, or
they love the 15-30-15.
15-30-15. Okay.
Yep. And when they're done blooming, you can deadhead them, and you might even get a shot of, you might even get a little shot of a second bloom spurt on those too.
Okay. My other question is raspberries. Could you plant them in like a big pot?
Terry?
You could for the summer. They just probably won't make the winter because the root system will get the full brunt of the cold in winter.
Oh, okay.
So if you had a situation where, you know, you wanted them in a pot, I would just, you know, grow them on in a plastic container that you can sink into the ground in the fall and then pop them out. But ideally, the ground is the best for them.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, especially raspberries. So you could try like a big trough, like if you could get one of those big metal troughs, like from UFA or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You could try to grow them in something like that, but it needs to be big so it can stay frozen over the winter. That's the biggest thing.
Could you take them in, like put them in the shed for the winter or something? Would that
in
work?
In an unheated garage or shed, you could try that.
Yeah.
But they're vigorous growing, so they're going to use up that soil and nutrients quite quickly in a pot.
Oh, okay.
So you continually have to feed. That's what I was saying. If you could try one of those big metal troughs, that might be a way to go.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Brenda.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I'm going to mention we got in some of the. And I had a few customers even mention they've never seen raspberries. Like, we got 5-gallon raspberries. Yeah. Like, they're 3 feet high. They're full bushes. They're awesome.
I've never seen raspberries that size.
Yeah. So if you want an instant raspberry hedge or something, we got you covered out there.
Yeah,
so,
we sure do.
Absolutely. So, all right, let's go to Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Merle and Terry. How are you gents doing today?
Pretty awesome. How are you? And you're out on the coast, so you're a bit ahead of us. You've had all your blooming. I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and there were still lots of blooms. Are the trees done now, or are they?
The cherry blossoms are pretty well all fallen off, made messes on our cars, and that's done. But there's still lots of rhododendrons and all the other flowers.
So you get all the azaleas and all that stuff coming up now.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. It's so nice. And yesterday was the 24th, so that's our traditional planting day here in Vancouver, too. So,
okay. Yeah. So that's the same as us.
Oh, is it? Okay. I thought maybe you guys were a little bit later, but okay.
No. Okay. May 24th is our date. So
it seems the traditional Canada date. It was always like the May 2-4 weekend, we used to call it back in the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I had all my seedlings inside. I grew a bunch of tomatoes, Brussels, cauliflower, some butternut squash. So I would take these little seedlings outside during the day to get them used to it, bring them inside and keep them under lights. So I noticed that the cauliflower and the Brussels sprouts were getting attacked. So when I went to plant them yesterday, my hubby got a magnifying glass and discovered all these bloody, like, caterpillars killer worms on there.
Yeah.
Now, we pulled off 11 of these worms on 6 plants. So
yeah,
they were loaded on there. He had some chrysanthemum spray, so we sprayed those, and they killed them right away. My
yeah,
problem is the plants look like they've been beat up. I put them in the ground.
And that's okay. Yeah, they'll once they get growing, the roots will take off. It'll grow out of that all that old foliage. And as soon as you start seeing some good foliage, just cut off some of that older stuff that's ripped and torn chewed up. But that no issues at all. Like when you're in the garden centers right now, you're going to see some plants maybe that are a little beat up, a little crust on the leaf or this or that. Don't worry, because they've been coming on trucks, they've been carts, they've been crammed, they've been touched. And then when you bring them into your house, once they get in, all of a sudden they'll grow through all that old growth and all new growth. So I wouldn't worry about that one bit, Jessica.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay. I'm just worried because I noticed, it was my mom who noted, because I gave her some cabbage last year and she said, oh, I see these white cabbage moths now. So I sort of read online that, yeah, these stupid white moths come and lay the eggs right on the plant.
Yep.
I kept them inside for so much. I couldn't even understand how they got on the plant. So how do I prevent them? Is there, like, I have some eggshells that I've been saving all year.
Yeah,
I have
you need to cover them, like, with a netting.
Okay.
Is one of the best ways, like these insecticidal netting where it still lets the light and the water through. But
That's what it's called? Insecticidal netting? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. That's probably better than putting like a milk container.
Yeah. And we have them with rows. They sort of come with these. They look like, you know, when you play croquet, you have the little hoops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it has those that you put over top of your rows of plants and then you lay the cloth over top. So.
Okay, so they only go after, I think it is the Brassicaceae family, like the cauliflower, the Brussels, the cabbages.
Yeah, but then there's another one that goes after carrots, and then there's another one. Yeah, the insects are way different today than they were 30 years ago, because growing up, my mom grew rows and rows of Swiss chard. Never once seen a leaf miner, ever.
Yeah.
And anytime I try to grow Swiss chard now, they just get inundated with that leaf miner, and it's so frustrating because they get into the leaf, and you don't want to use, and you can't use any pesticide because you'd have to use a systemic to get in there because because it's inside the leaf, because you're going to eat that, so you don't want to do nothing. So you almost have to cover like a lot of your Swiss chard, a lot of those things right off the hop as soon as you plant them. And just to help prevent that kind of thing, because it's a different world out there today.
It is. They're all trying to get whatever we plant. You got birds coming. You got creatures at night coming. You got insects. They all want our crops.
Oh,
right?
No, we all got to share a little bit. But I don't mind sacrificing the odd one. But you want a little bit for yourself, and you don't want to. And that's why you grow it yourself, so you know what you've done to it. You know it's not full of chemical or whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So
and
that,
getting,
the insecticidal
like,
netting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Ladybugs definitely
help.
Yeah, no, ladybugs help for sure.
Okay.
But again,
I'm going to order like 1,000 pack of them and just let them.
Yeah, just
my
watch
backyard.
You don't get them off. Make sure you like go to a garden center and get the right ones, because there's some that are invasive to our area as well. They've shipped them over. Some of the Asian ones and stuff.
No, we have a ladybug lady here. I bought a thousand 10 years ago.
Awesome.
And she's local. And I just don't.
Awesome.
How long do they stick around? Like, it's worth it to let
them
go?
Well, until the bugs are gone, then they take off looking for more food. So
okay, perfect.
Just like your in-laws, right? They stick around until you keep feeding them. That's good. That's nasty. I should have said that.
In general, right?
All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Merle Terry.
All
you
right.
Have yourself
All right.
a great day. We'll talk soon. Thanks again.
Okay. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Thank you. And we appreciate Jessica. She always calls in from Vancouver type area. So, yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that that's their date. I would have assumed it was earlier, Terry.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways. And I think we have to take a break now. If you'd like to join us after the break, you can give us a call, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
At the doorstep of West Calgary and the Weasel Head Park, a vibrant new community is taking shape. A village for all, where shopping, dining, and entertainment are part of everyday life. With seamless access to over 500 acres of parkland, wetlands, and off-leash dog parks. See our new home options at the Sales and Marketing Center, now open. Welcome to Wondrous. Visit experiencetozoppark.com to learn more.
Nestled in the Curry community, the Davenport House is modern, luxury living surrounded by vibrant parks and scenic pathways. No more worrying about the details. Spend your time enjoying social connections with so many amenities like badminton and pickleball court with fitness classes to keep sharp and active. Upgrade to the finest retirement you dreamed of. The Davenport House, and opening soon, the Alexandria House at the campus of Curry Green. Book your tour at currygreen.ca.
Whether you're heading home from work, still at the office, or listening at the gym, she's here to keep you connected to the world around you.
Connect with Sarah Crosby, 2 till 6 weekday afternoons on QR Calgary.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. King Charles is set to open Parliament and deliver the speech from the throne on Tuesday, the first time a British monarch has done it in almost 50 years. It'll be the first visit to Canada by King Charles and Queen Camilla since his coronation. The Liberal caucus meets today in Ottawa to consider a process for removing an unpopular party leader. And Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is expected to address his caucus today in remarks that are set to be open to media. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Western partners to ramp up sanctions against Russia. His social media comments come after what Ukrainian officials are calling the largest aerial assault by Russia on Ukraine since it launched its invasion of the country more than 3 years ago. Meantime, Russia's defense ministry says its air defenses shot down more than 100 Ukrainian drones overnight. From the Canadian Press, I'm Lisa Laporte.
Living with diabetes? Think pharmacist. Your pharmacist can help make it easier and, if appropriate, offer services like on-site A1C average blood sugar testing, lifestyle support, and more. Book an appointment today at shoppersdrugmart.ca/diabetes.
Fairplay Wild Bird Center is your one-stop shop for all things with wings. Migratory birds are vying for prime real estate in your garden. The birdhouses need to be clean and ready for move-in. Are some houses a little too run down? They have super selection of well-constructed homes for songbirds, wrens, flickers, bluebirds, and more. And they have robin shelves, too. Their houses are made locally and built to last years. Fairplay Wild Bird Center, 2604 Kensington Road Northwest, or at fairplaywildbird.com.
Feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. You could win the bonus prize of an incredible truck and RV package or cash. The bonus deadline is June 20th. Get your tickets today.
License 730-858. 18 plus. Play responsibly.
Gardeners are a rare breed. They need special treatment.
And that's why we have Merle Coombs and Let's Talk Gardening.
QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Earl Coombs. I'm here with Terry Kemper. If you'd like to join us, phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. We are getting lots of texts already, which is great. But phone lines are wide open. If you would like to call, again, that's 403-974-8255. Getting some really good different questions on the text line, Terry. So here's one. Good morning. I wanted to plant an apple tree in the middle of my strawberry patch in the garden. Will the strawberries still do well if I plant the tree there? Or will the tree eat up all of the nutrients and water? The spot gets sun all day long. I don't know, it sounds like a perfect companion to me. But what do you think, Terry?
Yeah, I would use them as ground cover around an apple tree for sure.
Yeah, and then when you're harvesting both of those, I don't think there's a better combination. Eh? You get a bowl of cherries and a little apple. Yeah, you could make a pie. You could do all kinds of things and just eat them. My dog Nash, he loves having apples. We slice up a couple apples every morning, and that's what he sits beside me. He's hey, okay, one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me. So. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. He's at the spa today. He's out getting a haircut this morning, so he's not sitting down underneath my desk right now. So he had the groomer called. They had an early spot to get him in. He was supposed to go later today, but it's a grooming day, so he's got to get his summer haircut done. So hopefully Carolyn didn't say give him the buzz. I'm always hesitant because I like a little bit longer hair because I don't have any. So I can't do that with my hair. So I kind of like my dog to have a
lot. My live future Nash. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He has the wavy locks that I used to have in my youth. So too funny. Anyways, let's what else we got? We got a couple indoor questions as well. I also want to mention Brad sent us a note this morning, Terry. We got some compost red wigglers. We've always been asked about worms, and we have a local supplier who has these compost. He also does fishing bait and all that stuff, but he has these compost red wigglers, and you add them to your compost bin, so it speeds up your composting tremendously and creates those that beautiful compost that you're going to need with the earthworm castings, everything all built in right at your own house. So you can get a little, it looks like the little ice cream tub, the mini tub, the personal tubs of ice cream, some would say, that you don't share, like sort of the more of the ones where you see the flames or the Ben and Jerry's size, those little ones. And there's 50 red wigglers in there. So, and you can add those to your garden or right into your compost bin. So if you're looking for some worms or a way to help accelerate your compost, we got some red wigglers available for you. Have you ever put worms in your garden, Terry?
I've not added worms. No, the place I live in now, just blessed with great soil, and so I do have them out there. Come across them all the time, but I've never had to add them.
Yeah, I got a ton of worms right now after all this rain. And I did have my irrigation going underneath my big spruce trees and stuff just to add a bit more water, like in my drip system. So, because I have some 50-foot spruce that I just wanted to make sure they're getting that water slow and deep. But the robins were just feasting. They'd pull them up and then have a brick edge around the edge of my spruce trees.
Okay.
So they're pulling these worms up. And some of them are 3-4 inches long and the brick edge around the edge of my spruce trees.
Okay.
So they're pulling these worms up and some of them are 3-4 inches long and they lay them out like a charcuterie board on the brick edge and they just chop them into little pieces and eat them in little pieces. And, is just watching this thing. And I was just like, hilarious. He's just lays it out all nice. He's watching it wiggle around a bit and then chop, 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 chop. I was just thinking there's his little, his red wiggler charcuterie board there on my brick edge. So, but they all got it. We have a lot of robins, a lot of birds out there that are eating and that's just part of nature. So it's just pretty cool. And here's our question. I have an indoor plant question. I bought the ZZ plant over 6 months. More leaves have been turning yellow, brown, and crispy, not mushy. Can't figure out, is it overwater, underwater? Please help. Actually, everything looks pretty good. And you are going to get some lower branching that will go. The picture you sent me, I'm going to say, unfortunately, isn't. I just see the one lower branch. It'd be good to see the whole tree, but your soil looks good. I would just ensure, let them dry in between waterings, but when you do water, water thoroughly because the soil is looking a little bit dry. Just make sure when you take it and put it into the sink, water it so the water comes out the bottom and then let it dry in between waterings and that should help. And ZZs, they don't mind a little bit of food too, like a 20-20-20, good all purpose. It did help and they do like a fair bit of light. So ensure that it's in a fairly bright area. They do that. They use them as hedges in, they're sort of like their nine barks down in Mexico. You see them all over, like along the roadways and stuff. They use the ZZ plants for their Meridian plants. So they are tough and they can, withstand a bit of neglect, a bit of that. And they seem to flourish a little bit. So don't be afraid to let it dry in between watering. But then when you do water, it is beneficial to make sure to go all the way down. So that way you're, watering the whole root system. And, anyways, let's, and where we are, we're going to go to a couple more texts here. Hi, Merle. Really enjoy the show. We have an ornamental cherry tree, 20 years old, that for the last 4 years has a branch that are not dead but seems to struggle. Give it rage it up this week. Do we give it a couple of weeks or just remove the two branches? Yes. It does look like there's some damage or maybe a blight in some of those branches. Or just ensure, like, nothing's girdled around one side like an old stake or a wire wrapped around it. Because it is weird when you have one branch, or maybe it was some damage done to that branch. And that one, you could easily give Mark a call, and he comes out, does free assessment. He would be more than happy to have a quick look at that. And if it needs pruning, he can let you know. And if not, he'll give you a little bit of recommendation what to do with that one. But yeah, the one side's just blooming beautifully, looks full, and the one branch looks like it's struggling. So it could have had a slight hit of a fire blight a few years ago, and there's some deadwood in there. If you don't mind, maybe June, if you could send in a picture of the whole tree, and then we can take a little bit of a closer look. Any thoughts on that one, Terry?
Yeah, I would hate to remove it prematurely. Get Mark out there. Because that's a pretty good chunk of that tree. So you'd hate to remove structure unnecessarily if there was a way to possibly bring that back.
Yeah, absolutely. So June, just try and send us a full picture, or absolutely just give Mark a shout down at the store. And then he'll come out, and they're booking out within 3 or 4 days, so he can be out and have a look at it within the week or so, and then you'll know exactly what is going on with it, and either have us do it, or he can give you a little bit of advice what needs to happen with that tree. All right, and also, what else we got going here, Terry? I was gonna say, so for privacy. We got some more larger, it's always the Swedish column, or aspen are a lot of the go-tos. I've been using a lot of gladiators for that as well. And there's a couple other ones, depending on what you're doing. Like, there's so many good, a bit more columnar vase-shaped trees being grown. So do you have any other ones, Terry, that you'd recommend?
Well, the columnar crabs are great. And we have such a good selection. Growers have done a great job on those this year, but they're really nice. They come in both, just like the crab apples, come in both a green leaf and a purple leaf. So either purple spire or green wall, lightsaber is another one with the green. But, if you got just a real tight little spot, 3-4 feet wide, you just need a nice deciduous tree. That's a perfect option.
Yeah,
and they're already like 8 to 10 feet tall, some of them. They do come in like, 10 gallon, 15 gallon. Some of the 15s have pretty good height off the top of the pot already, so you're gonna get that instant, that instant gratification of, you plant it and it fills that space nicely right away.
Yeah, one thing, Terry, I went through there yesterday with one of our customers. They were looking for a columnar tree. And I had to say, like, they always, the breeders, they have to come up with so many different names now. Like, there's two or three that are same tree, and it gets a bit, so you just sort of have to go through your read and make sure it's the same. It can get a bit daunting, I guess, at times. And sometimes, I don't know, and I appreciate why they're doing it to get more stuff. But man, oh man, sometimes it's just like nine barks, right? There's 35 shades of nine bark, right?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the growers, because a lot of them, they have to take on the new plants to get the old plants as well, right? You have to make room for, because that's how the breeding companies make money, and so finding new varieties for us. But it's tough. It makes it a little bit tough on that. When I went through, I think we had three varieties of the green wall, the green spire, and then, like you said, I think you mentioned one other one as well. So, But they all are doing that same thing. I think we're all looking for that solution for the smaller yards. So a lot of the columnar trees are coming from different growers and different breeders. So you end up with a very similar tree, just named a little bit different. So just keep that in mind when you're out and about. If you hear Terry and I say one name, it could be two or three other, but they are the same tree, basically. It's just, it is a different breeder produces it, and they have to call it something different. All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join Terry and I, phone lines are open, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
Get an exciting new look, support local manufacturing, and get our best price of the year. It's a great time to visit Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Save 30% on furniture that's upholstered right here in Calgary. Find a style you love and then personalize it with fabric that complements your living space perfectly. And you can do it at Birchwood's best price of the year. Support local and save 30% for a limited time at Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Visit birchwoodfurniture.ca.
It's time to upgrade to Claws during the Claws Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claws Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Arion tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claws dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claws.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Ugh, I just got ghosted by another cleaner.
Oh, that's the worst.
Why is it so hard to find someone reliable that does a good job?
You should check out The Cleaning Witch. My place looks great.
Set up your own cleaning schedule with The Cleaning Witch. Weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly cleanings gives you your time back. All Cleaning Witch employees are thoroughly trained, insured, and use their own eco-friendly supplies. You just sit back and let the magic happen. Get your free quote at thecleaningwitch.ca. The Cleaning Witch, proudly employing Ukrainian refugees.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeb of Cupboards Express. Our fine quality may seem old-timey, but our style is not. Keeping up with the best of Milan, New York, and Japan, we manufacture over 2,000 door styles right here in Alberta, from timeless classics to the most on-trend fashions. Don't see what you want? We could probably make it. Check out our new Real Slim Shaker Door, a real standout.
A real standout.
Keeping right up to date since 1958. Cupboards Express.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right, let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
Let's Talk Gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Gardening. And if you'd like to join Terry and I, Let's Talk Gardening phone line 403-974-8255. We got a quick text. Stacy in Calgary, we built a 20 by 10 greenhouse. Sounds perfect. Last fall, we went to weed the ground and the entire area is one ginormous anthill. Help. that is a hard one in there. And especially if you want to grow in there, you could get in there and you could spray it we have an ant spray, like Ant Out. Give it a good dosing. We have some jet spray that can spray into the anthill and let that do its thing. And also, what else would any thoughts on that, Terry, or just get in there and dig those ants out?
Yeah, I'm kind of racking my brain what I would do there. That 200 square feet, that's a pretty big anthill. Diatomaceous earth, I'd probably be trying to get some of that in and around where I was growing.
And
I've never seen that big of an area.
It just liked it because it was nice and warm.
It just
sounds like a ginormous. It's probably not the whole thing, but it's probably a good portion of it. It's because it's just a perfect. You created that big, nice, warm spot for it to go in the yard. So they all moved over there. You could try creating a couple of those ant hotels where you stick some, we have those black nursery pots, fill them with soil, stick them in the greenhouse all around there. And when the ants move into there, you can move them out that way. Or yeah, just get in there, pour a whole bunch of hot water, like boiling hot water in there, get a couple of kettles out there, pour it in there, do it that way, and then dig them out. Yeah, that one's a bit, I think there's going to be a bit of physical work into that one, is a bit of removing and then replacing some of the soil afterwards, unfortunately. But you could try the boiling water, works good. You could try that. And, yeah, give that a try. Hopefully that helps. We're going to go to the phone line. We're going to go to Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Merle.
Hey, how can we help you?
I'm calling about our shelter belt on our farms. I planted it about 15 years ago, and it's mostly green ash, which we got from the old PFRA program. And it's, with the drought, it's suffered quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so we put irrigation in, and I'll get the trees to go up to about 10, 12 feet, and last year they started seeding. But in the spring, they'll come back, and they'll be dead. And then they'll come back up from the roots, and they'll send a new one up. But what I'm wondering is there any kind of fertilizer, or what would you recommend for fertilizing for them?
Yeah, I would, for those, I would just use like a 20-20-20, good all-purpose. Important to do some slow, deep watering. I know you got your irrigation on there. Did you put a drip system or a spray system?
Well, the last 2 years it was a spray system, and we're just installing a drip system as we speak.
So the thing is with those, and you said they were ash, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So they need water right up until freeze up, because they are susceptible to winter kill a fair bit. So if they go to bed quite dry, and especially out like on a shelter belt where they're wide open, they get winter desiccation, because also bark mulch around them would help big time, like around the base. If you go 3 or 4 feet out underneath there, do a nice, bark mulch bed around underneath it, just to keep, it also keeps the weeds down, but keeps that moisture in and keeps them frozen over the winter. Cause any of the hardwoods, and I had someone earlier text about a Russian olive, green ash, and a lot of those trees, the hardwoods, they're quite susceptible to the winter kill we get when we get our warm fall right up till Christmas. And if they don't get watered in that time, you tend to get a lot more winter kill on them.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps. And it's harder with an irrigation system if you're trying to get water out to them later in the season. But it is important if you can try and get water out there as late as you can. And ash are always, like, they're good trees, but they're the one of the last to leaf out and the first to lose their leaves in our area. So they're kind of, yeah, you know what I mean? They're a little bit tougher. Yeah. For a shelter belt too. So typically we'd use willows, some of the bigger poplars, things like that, because they're early to leaf out and they hold their leaves a little bit longer. And so the green ash is one that's a bit more susceptible to winter kill. So a bit more work, bark mulch and some deep watering.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Okay,
take care.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join us, phone lines are 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary. Let's get our garden on with Spruce It Up Garden Center, with Calgary's largest selection of annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. Our trees and shrubs come with a 2-year warranty for the greenest grass on the block. Use our Green It Up lawn fertilizer, and our landscape design and construction department are ready to go. For your trees, we have Prune It Up with ISA certified arborists that are ready to help you with all of your tree and shrub care needs. Calgary's full service garden center. Spruce It Up, Green It Up, Prune It Up. We got you covered.
You know that you always get a great price on premium used vehicles at House of Cars, but now you can get even more. Don't miss the amazing giveaway happening now at House of Cars. There are weekly draws for incredible prizes, barbecues, TVs, Yeti mugs and coolers, remote starters and more. Plus, you could win the grand prize of 10 grand. No strings attached and no purchase necessary. Enter in person at House of Cars. Find the location closest to you and shop for your new ride at houseofcars.com.
Inspiration, It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home has the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Let's go!
Cheese!
So much flavor.
Cheers!
Yeah. It's time to get up.
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
What did you guys make?
The winning meal.
Wow.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
I love to cook.
Ooh, I was called a chef. I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Pandora, official launch partner of Flavor Network.
Let's Talk Gardening with Merle Coombs, QR Calgary.
Come back to Let's Talk Gardening. I'm Merle Coombs here with Terry Kemper. Phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. Got a couple texts here, and I think I'm going to read this one right here. Good morning, Merle. Neighbor's tree has fire blight. We had to remove our mountain ash last year due to fire blight. Now I'm worried my Amir has it. Usually leaves are massive, and now we have a lot of dead branches. I honestly, when looking at this, I don't believe it's fire blight on your Amir. It, to me, it looks like winter desiccation. A bit growing in gravel is a little bit harder on those. So what I would do is give it a really good slow, deep watering right now and pour about three or four buckets of mixed up Rage Plus in there, Rage it up. And it will probably help push the leaves out on that, because it looks like there's some buds on the ends and some tip damage. But to me, it looks like a bit more winter desiccation when I see it all over the tree like that. And the fire blight tends that you'll see a bit more curling over and some things like that. So to me, it looks like just a bit of a dry area needing a bit more water. And I would suggest pour about four or five around the drip line buckets of mixed up Rage Plus in that. And today would be a great day. Throw the hose on there now, even after all this rain, get a good moisture down into it, and then get some Rage for it and pour that in there now and get that bloom, get that going into that. And hopefully we can push some life back into that Amir. Amirs aren't, they can get the fire blight, Terry, but they're not one that get a lot of it, do they?
No, no. That species doesn't suffer from fire blight. It's usually the malice, the apple.
Yeah.
Are the most susceptible. The mountain ash, like you said.
Yeah.
Sorbus. So.
Yeah, no, I see that. Yeah, and Amir falls into the same thing I was talking about earlier, the Russian olive. The ash, they are susceptible to our winter kill. So fall watering is really important, and especially in a tree like that, in the corner, up against the fence, in the gravel, there's not holding a lot of moisture for it. So last fall probably maybe got a little bit dry, and as it gets older, it just didn't have enough moisture to push out the leaves for it this spring. So again, just I would soak it like crazy and give it some Rage It Up, and hopefully that will help get some life into that beautiful Amir, because it looks in great shape. And yeah, it looks, it's in just such good shape that I would just, you'd hate to see you lose that or have it start dying off on you. So as our trees get bigger, they are going to need more water. And a lot of times we tend to forget about our trees as they grow. We think they need us less as they get older and bigger. But some of those trees, like the Amirs and some of those in our yard, they do need maintenance. They need us to help them out with the extra water and some nourishment, definitely, because they're heavy feeders. If you want to keep them nice and healthy, especially in that one, like I said, it's growing up against a couple other big trees. So it's competing for nourishment and water. And then, like I said, especially being in a gravel bed, ideally, I'd love to see that removed and put bark mulch around it. That would help freeze it in nice, and you'd be great to do that for that beautiful amur. Because usually you'll see a lot more discoloring. The branching looks great. I honestly just think it was a case of some winter desiccation, and because the blooms are full right to the top, like it just sporadically didn't leaf out, and that's usually a sign to me of desiccation. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join us, phone lines are wide open, 403-974-8255. You're listening to Let's Talk Gardening on QR Calgary.
Is it your time for the win of a lifetime? Because it's Calgary Stampede Lottery's time. Win over $2.3 million in prizes, including the $1.49 million Dream Home. Buy tickets today for a chance to win our Early Bird Prize, a 2025 GMC Yukon Denali, valued at over $100,000. Get your tickets before time runs out at calgarystampede.com/lotteries. Tickets sold only in Alberta. 18 plus, please play responsibly. License number 730-163-165 and 166.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Zach Ferguson. It's 13 degrees at 10 o'clock here in Calgary. What's being called Canada's most ambitious Indigenous-led land development project, TAZA will soon be the home to many Calgarians in a year's time. Located in the southwest, the community will be designed in partnership with the Tsuut'ina Nation. President of the TAZA Development Corporation, James Robertson, says he's continually impressed.
Their business expertise is phenomenal, and they're willing to work with us to find the right balance between things that reflect their culture and their values, but at the same time appeal to the larger community in the Calgary region.
Achieving growth and prosperity by developing this piece of land is a vision held by Tsuut'ina leaders since the 1970s. King Charles is set to open Parliament and deliver the speech from the throne on Tuesday, the first time a British monarch has done so in almost 50 years. Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Liberal government asked the King to read the speech, which is meant to send a clear signal beyond Canada's borders. Carney said Canada has, quote, a steadfast defender in our sovereign, unquote, one day before he announced the King's visit. It will be the first visit to Canada by King Charles since his coronation. The Liberal caucus meets today in Ottawa to consider a process.